Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Chevron Corporation, ticker CVX, one of the giants in the energy sector. If you're looking to understand whether this oil and gas behemoth is a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around because we're breaking down everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started. So Chevron is a name most of you probably know, but let's set the stage. This is an integrated energy company with operations spanning the globe, from upstream exploration and production to downstream refining and marketing. They've been around since 1879, headquartered in San Ramon, California, and led by CEO Michael Wirth. With over 45,000 employees, Chevron is a key player in the oil and gas space, and today we're going to peel back the layers to see how they're performing and if they're worth your investment dollars. Let's talk a bit more about what Chevron does. Their business is split into two main segments. Upstream, which focuses on exploration and production of crude oil and natural gas, and downstream, which handles refining, marketing, and transportation of petroleum products. They also dabble in chemicals and renewables, Kazinyak, though those are smaller pieces of the pie. Operating in regions from the U.S. to international markets like Africa and Asia, Chevron's global footprint is massive. Their mission? Providing affordable, reliable energy while navigating the transition to a lower carbon future. That's the backdrop. Now let's get into the numbers. First up, revenue. For the full year of 2024, Chevron reported total revenue of about $193.4 billion. Breaking it down by segment, their downstream operations brought in the lion's share at $146.4 billion, while upstream contributed $46.8 billion. Geographically, international markets accounted for $108 billion, with the U.S. bringing in $85.3 billion. What does this tell us? Chevron's downstream business, think refining and marketing, is their cash cow right now, and their global presence helps balance out regional fluctuations in demand or pricing. That diversification is key in a volatile industry like energy. Moving on to earnings, Chevron's recent results give us a lot to chew on. In Q4 2024, they posted earnings of $3.2 billion, which translates to an EPS of around $1.75. For the full year, net income came in at $17.7 billion, down from $21.4 billion in 2023, with an EPS of $9.76. The drop was largely due to pricing headwinds in the upstream segment, though they still managed to generate solid cash flow. Despite some softness in refining margins, their ability to keep costs in check and push forward with production growth stands out. These numbers show resilience in a tough pricing environment, but it's clear they're not immune to market swings. Now, let's dig into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted their focus on operational efficiency with production increases in key areas like the Permian Basin. They're also committed to returning value to shareholders, evidenced by consistent dividend payouts and share buybacks. On the flip side, they acknowledge challenges in the refining and chemical sectors, where margins have been squeezed. Their outlook remains cautiously optimistic, emphasizing disciplined capital spending and strategic acquisitions to bolster long-term growth. It's a balanced perspective, acknowledging headwinds while doubling down on core strengths. Let's take a closer look at Chevron's financial health. As of the end of 2024, their balance sheet shows total assets of $256.9 billion, with cash and equivalents at $6.8 billion. Total liabilities sit at $103.8 billion, giving them a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.22, which is pretty manageable for a company of this size in the energy sector. Their current ratio is just under 1, indicating they're tight on short-term liquidity, but not alarmingly so. Looking at profitability, their net profit margin for 2024 was about 6.6%, and return on equity came in at 7.3%. Free cash flow for the year was around $31.5 billion, which is robust and supports their ability to fund dividends and reinvest in growth. Overall, the financials paint a picture of stability, though they're not without challenges in maintaining margins. Now, let's talk valuation. Chevron's current price-to-earnings ratio based on trailing 12 months is around 29.2, which is higher than the industry average of about 18.6 for oil and gas integrated companies. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 1.94, and with a market cap of $361 billion, they're not exactly cheap. Looking at forward P/E ratios, analysts peg 2025 at 25.3 and 2026 at 27.2, suggesting the market expects earnings growth to slow a bit. Their dividend yield, however, is a juicy 3.8%, backed by 39 consecutive years of dividend increases. So, while the stock might look a bit pricey on a PE basis, that yield and history of shareholder returns could still attract income-focused investors. The question is, are you paying a premium for stability, or is there better value elsewhere? All right, let's break down Chevron through a SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, their financial performance is a standout, generating billions in free cash flow even in tough markets. Their integrated model, balancing upstream and downstream, provides a buffer against price volatility. On the opportunities side, strategic moves like the Yolanda gas project and exploration in Syrian waters signal growth potential in untapped regions. Now, weaknesses, they're heavily tied to fossil fuels, which poses risks as the world shifts to renewables, and their refining margins have been under pressure lately. Threats include regulatory headwinds, geopolitical instability in key operating regions, and competition from peers like ExxonMobil, who might offer better valuations. It's a mixed bag, but Chevron's scale and cash flow give them a strong foundation to navigate these challenges. Let's take a look at Chevron's recent stock performance. Over the past week, CVX is up 4.7%, and over the last month, it's gained a solid 15.5%. Zooming out, the stock has risen 18.2% in the last 3 months and nearly 19% over the past year. Looking at a longer horizon, the 5-year performance is an impressive 97.6%, far outpacing many peers in the energy sector. Right now, the stock is sitting at a 52-week high around $180.74, which raises the question, has the upside already been priced in? For short-term traders, momentum looks strong, but I'd watch for any pullbacks as potential entry points given the high valuation metrics we discussed. So what's the bottom line on Chevron? This is a company with rock-solid fundamentals, a generous dividend, and a proven ability to generate cash even in choppy markets. Their global presence and integrated model give them stability, but they're not without risks. Exposure to oil price swings, regulatory pressures, and a high P/E ratio suggest you might be paying a premium right now. For long-term investors, especially those seeking income, Chevron remains a compelling hold with that 3.8% yield and decades of dividend growth. For growth-focused folks, I'd be cautious about jumping in at these levels unless we see a dip. What do you think? Are you bullish on Chevron, or are you looking elsewhere in the energy space? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Smash that like button if you found this analysis helpful. And don't forget to subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.